Now, you would have heard on yesterday's programme, Doug Beattie, one of the MLAs from the Ulster Unionist Party, he was on talking about education in the Lurgan area, and the Education Authority, the EA as it's often referred to, has plans indeed to close the Lurgan campus of Craigavon Senior High School. Now, this basically leads to the school's pupils attending the Portadown campus from September of 2020, and people would be travelling from Lurgan to Portadown, and they don't want to do that. They want to be based somewhere else. Vicky's one of the parents. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Frank.
Vicky, just remind us of the alternative. Instead of being bused indeed to Portadown, you want to be on the campus with Lurgan Junior High, is that right?
Yes, that seems to be a more realistic approach for the kids of the Lurgan area. It's not just the Lurgan kids. There's kids coming from Moira, Marlin, Donaghcloney, Warringtown, you know, all the surrounding areas that possibly, you know, they would have to get maybe 2 to 3 bus journeys to Craigavon Senior High Campus in Portadown, which is going to add a lot of journey time going and coming home from school, you know.
It's out to consultation at the moment. Do you think the EA is going to listen to you? Because this is down to finances, and the most cost-effective way is to base everyone at Portadown.
That's right. Education Authority have set out a tick-the-box proposal that won't give Lurgan basically a fair chance, a fair dig at this, because Craigavon, Portadown, Tandragee, all those parents over there, they'll not think of the Lurgan ones. They're going to think, oh, we're going to get a new school in Craigavon. Oh, that's going to be brilliant. It's going to be good for the Portadown ones. Whereas us Lurgan ones is going to be left bussing it over to this school. Whereas we, if we stand our ground, we could get this school in at Lurgan Junior High School campus and to keep the kids of Lurgan in Lurgan.
And would you in any way be compromising the Dixon plan? Because that's a concern in relation to the transfer of children at 14.
Well, Education Authority put that in that last night, that it would be a stealth to obviously do well that from the 11 to 16-year-old in the one school. There's no way the Dixon plan is going to go away. The Dixon plan is alive and kicking. I can't see any parents wanting to do well with it. There should still be a transfer at 14 with that proposal. And I think that that's the best way forward.
And how much of an issue is it among the parents in Lurgan? Is it simply involving a discussion among parents who have their children in the school who are directly affected? Or is it a wider talking point among the people who live in the area?
This is a wider thing, Frank. The school, the Craigavon Senior High School in Lurgan, the campus in Lurgan, has been neglected for over 20 years. One parent said yesterday that her child had 4 maths teachers in 1 year. You know, they really should be hanging their heads in shame. The teachers, most of the teachers there are subs. They have to travel from Portadown to Lurgan every other day. I'm sure the Portadown parents wouldn't want their kids to come to Lurgan and be taught there. So why should we have to go to Portadown? I do think it is a bigger issue, and a lot of the primary schools in the local areas all need to be aware of the proposal. And I think that Moira, Marlin, Downstown, Kings Park, Dixon, Carrick, Donaghcloney, all the primary schools need to be aware of the issues of this proposal, that where their kids are going to end up for their year 11 to 16 and on for their education, because Lurgan is being discriminated in this area. I think, you know, in Lurgan, in Lismore, and in St. Ronan's, they're getting new bills, and in Lurgan, we're getting nothing.
Well, you make it sound like as if, and you obviously feel that Lurgan's been discriminated against, but to people who aren't in the Dixon Plan area, who are listening to this programme, they'll think, there's a parent, and I put this to Doug Beattie yesterday as well, there's a parent who feels their child can't travel from Lurgan to Portadown, or Donaghcloney to Portadown, or Dollingstown to Portadown. These are villages and towns all very close to each other. There are kids who come from Crumlin into Belfast, Ballinahinch into Belfast to go to school. They go from Belfast out to Ballinahinch to go to school. These are long, much longer distances than a couple of bus journeys within a Dixon Plan area.
Yeah, I understand that. There's a lot of vulnerable children in this area too. You know, out of the junior high, there'll be 158 travel to a school. So you, out of that there, you will probably have a lot of special education needs kids who have autism, Asperger's, anything like that. So changing that is not going to probably benefit them. If they could stay at the Learning Junior High School campus with teachers who they know, in their own wee area and in their own canteen and their own classrooms, that they know who they are and where they're with, they're not going to have those insecurities of the travelling. Another thing, Translink at the minute can't even provide transport, sufficient transport for kids to Learning Junior High. Never mind bus 158 kids from surrounding areas to Portadown. There's many today. My kid alone has to get a different bus home, and it's adding an extra half an hour on his journey, and he only lives 5 minutes down the road.
Okay, Vicky, thank you very much. It's out to consultation. The parents are making their voices heard on the back of the conversation we had yesterday on the programme with Doug Beattie. Brian wants to make a point about it as well. Good morning, Brian.
How you doing?
Very good, very good.
We went to the meeting last night in Lurgan Junior High School regarding the consultation that the Education Authority has proposed for the children of Lurgan. And to be honest, I spent half of it shaking my head at their presentation. It's quite obvious that their thoughts on what a consultation is and what my thoughts on what a consultation is are two completely different things. We went in last night and we actually heard that this was the beginning of a consultation, and by the time they had finished their presentation, they had their proposal and all on the table, and this is before they've actually consulted with the stakeholders involved with this process, which is the parents.
So you feel it's fait accompli that they're ticking a box by having the consultation, but they're going to go ahead with it anyway?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think of the 400 plus parents that were in the hall last night, I think most, if not everyone, was in agreement that that's the case.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Of course, the AA would dispute that and would say that they're going through the proper process, but it is how, going by text, how people feel about the consultation process. We'll have more about that, no doubt, as the conversation continues. Vicky and Brian, thank you very much indeed for your calls, and we'll have a statement indeed from the AA after this. Now, the EA, the Education Authority, believe that the option would undermine the Dixon Plan and go against a statement made by former Education Minister Peter Weir in 2016, in which he said it should not be removed, the Dixon Plan should not be removed. The Education Authority is committed to providing a viable and sustainable Craigavon Senior High School that delivers an excellent education for its pupils. The school, which operates across two campuses, currently provides education for 14 to 16-year-olds in the Craigavon area. One of the campuses in Lurgan is no longer fit for purpose and struggles to provide an appropriate curriculum experience for its pupils. Goes on to say that it's open to the views of parents, staff, the governors and pupils of the schools in the area, and that's why it's out to consultation at present. 0289 0333 105.